Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, this Jim.
Roger.
Roger, Jim. Christmas morning around your house was kind of quiet, says Marilyn. She said that they're all thankful that the mission has gone so great. They missed having you around the tree this morning, but they wanted to reassure you that your presents are waiting, and roast beef and Yorkshire pudding will be on the table when you get home. Over.
Hey, that sounds good, Jerry. Good old roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, man. Is Frank listening? Sure will. Is Frank listening?
Frank's not on the line yet. He'll be shortly.
Okay. How about Bill? Is he still asleep? Okay, have Frank give me a holler when he's ready. I've got a message for him, too.
Okay, sounds good. How's your Christmas, Jerry?
Real good, Jim. Santa Claus struck last night before I came in here on the shift, and I guess we'll finish off the unwrapping this morning when I get back.
Right, he was looking for a chimney on 103 here, but he didn't see any.
You could have left the hatch unlocked for him.
I'll think about that one.
Think real hard, Jim. Tom says he could have slid down the steam duct.
Sounds good about that time, Bill, if it's boiling water.
Hi, Jerry, this is Frank. What's up?
Hi, Frank. Christmas morning has come at the Borman house, and the boys and Susan and your mom and dad all send their love. They say for you to stay in there and pitch. Over.
Okay, thank you. Please reciprocate for me.
Sure will, Frank. Frank, when Bill wakes up, give me a holler now. I've got a message for him, too.